USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has more than 14 million cases of the coronavirus. That's according to Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, who also reports that the country has surpassed 379,000 deaths. Arizona reported more than 5,000 new COVID-19 cases for the second straight day yesterday, as the number of available intensive care beds fell below 10% statewide. Hospital officials have said the outbreak will exceed hospital capacity this month. States faced a deadline Friday to place orders for the coronavirus vaccine. A Japanese spacecraft successfully released a small capsule and sent it toward Earth to deliver samples from a distant asteroid that could provide clues to the origin of the solar system and life on our planet. That country's space agency said the capsule is expected to land Sunday in a remote, sparsely populated area of Australia. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The November jobs report dropped yesterday, and Tim Berg at the USA Radio Phoenix Bureau had a look at it.
Non-farm payrolls increased by just 245,000 in November, well below Wall Street estimates as rising coronavirus cases coincided with a considerable slowdown in hiring. The unemployment rate did fall to 6.7%. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson telling CNBC what we really need to know about that number.
The one thing that we haven't heard is the labor force participation rate. And I think that's going to be critical in understanding the edge down in the unemployment rate. You can't just look at the unemployment rate because we know people are leaving the workforce and people are leaving, a lot of women are leaving the workforce because we're still in many places in lockdown mode when it comes to schools and childcare.
On a positive note, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500, they all closed higher on Friday. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California's governor doing what he can to fight against the spike in COVID-19 cases. Dan Naraki has this from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
Setting shortages of beds and intensive care units around the state, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Thursday that he would issue a regional stay-at-home order. Areas whose hospitals' ICU capacity falls below 15% will fall under the new order for 3 weeks. Where bars and personal care facilities will close, restaurants will have to move to carryout and delivery service only, and retail stores will have to operate at significantly reduced capacity. Newsom says the quickly rising death rate is one of the main reasons for the stay-at-home order.
Just in the last 14 days, close to 1,000 Californians have lost their lives due to COVID-19. The bottom line is if we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed. If we don't act now, we'll continue to see a death rate climb, more lives lost.
Of the five regions that the order divides the state into, none currently fall under the threshold to be subject to the new order, though all are predicted to be subject to the order within the next 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
After more than 40 years, Cleveland has granted landmark status to the correct birthplace of John Heisman, the namesake of college football's most prestigious player award. Cleveland.com says officials corrected an error that marked the residence 3 blocks away from the site granted landmark status as Heisman's birth site. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.